Richland Center, and Ace of La Crosse.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
ABC News at 8 on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design services.
ABC News. I'm Derek Dennis. In the race for the White House, both major campaigns heading to key battleground states. Vice President Kamala Harris kicking things off in Philadelphia last night, appearing with her newly named running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
Harris insisting Walz is ready to serve on day one and take on Donald Trump, comparing her running mate to his.
It's like a matchup between the varsity team and the JV squad.
His star rising in Democratic circles in recent days after he coined a new line of attack against Republicans.
These guys are creepy and, yes, just weird as hell.
ABC's Rachel Scott. Meantime, Trump appearing on Fox News this morning, blasting Harris and Walz as too liberal. On the East Coast, Tropical Storm Debbie mixed with a round of summer storms, dropping heavy rain and flooding that forecasters say could last for days. And at the Vatican, Pope Francis holding his weekly general meeting and making an appeal for peace in the Middle East, calling for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. This is ABC News. The so-called squad of progressive Democrats is now minus a member after a primary election loss.
St. Louis County prosecuting attorney Wesley Bell beat incumbent progressive Congresswoman Cori Bush after a fiercely competitive and historically expensive race. Nearly all of the outside spending here came from the United Democracy Project PAC, the fundraising arm affiliated with the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, also known as APAC. The group spent more than $7 million to challenge Bush, citing her comments on Israel, making this race the second most expensive House primary on record. Brittany Shepard, ABC News, Washington.
Congress is considering a bill to help endangered sea turtles. The Sea Turtle Rescue Assistance and Rehabilitation Act would provide funding for organizations that rescue, rehabilitate, and research endangered and threatened turtles. Climate change is believed to be contributing to a steep increase of stranded turtles washing up on Cape Cod. I'm Derek Dennis, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessarellc.com.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe. Hey, ice cream is back. Stop in and check out the variety of chocolate shop ice cream flavors we have to offer. You scream, I scream, we all scream for ice cream. Available now at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. We are open Tuesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. and Saturday from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
I'm Pastor Tim and this is Life Tracks. I've had some pretty stinky jobs in my lifetime. My first job as a 14-year-old with a work permit was as a janitor at a child care center, cleaning up poop and puke daily. At another custodial job, I cleaned the whole 18,000 square foot building every night, including 28 toilets. I've also driven a rendering truck, picking up dead animals from farms and their various stages of decomposition. As director of maintenance at an RV campground, we oftentimes had plugged and overflowing sewers that had to be unplugged and drained. Not a pleasant sight or smell. I tell you that to refer you to the story of Jesus raising Lazarus from the dead. We're told in the Bible that Lazarus had already been dead for more than 4 days when Jesus arrived on the scene. The phrase I remember hearing from childhood is, "By now he stinketh." Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead and then told the people watching to go and take off Lazarus's grave clothes, those stinking, rotting strips of cloth that held his dead and decaying corpse. Lazarus could not unwrap himself from the inside out, but had to have help getting unwrapped and cleaned up. The exciting thing we can take away from this story is that the reason Jesus died, was buried, and rose again was not just to be a sacrifice for our sin and to give us new life, though that's a very beautiful thing. But Jesus gave his life for us to free us from our stinky, sinful selves. so that we could be set free from the power of sin to reign over us, and so we could take on the very fragrance of Christ in the way we live. Lovers of Jesus, I pray that we will have the stinky grave clothes removed from us and be the sweet, savory fragrance of Jesus for those around us.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. 172 South Church Street.
Coach Johnson here again, and it's officially summertime. How are you feeling about your health journey? If you'd like to discuss some options, contact Jamie Johnson on Facebook. You can also call or text him at 608-604-7751. That's 604-7751 to discuss different programs. Working out is optional and not required with the different plans, though it is helpful. Reach out and start a conversation and consider making changes with your health today. Why wait?
Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. It's good to know someone you can trust when your home gives you a headache. Featuring 24-hour emergency service for plumbing, heating, and cooling. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating has been a trusted name when it comes to helping you solve any plumbing, heating, or cooling needs. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
The smarter way to clean your floors, it's time to make the swap. Swiffer Power Mop.
Introducing the new Swiffer Power Mop, the all-in-one tool that gives you a mop and bucket clean in half the time. The solution's built right in, so no heavy bucket, and the pad has hundreds of scrubbing strips to get deep into grout. Don't mop harder, mop smarter.
Swiffer Power Mop. Swiffer Power Mop.
There will never be a time when we don't encourage pre-planning. This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Our staff has years of experience getting to know families and incorporating their loved ones' hobbies, activities, interests, and unique requests into meaningful and memorable services. Don't ever hesitate to make a request because you think it might be too out there. We are honored to work with you to create a service that truly reflects and celebrates your loved one's individual life journey at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Hello, I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. I hope you're having a good day so far. We are going to trend below average temperature-wise for the next several days. Typically this time of year, highs are in the lower 80s and low temperatures around 60 degrees. And this is comparing to a 30-year climate average for southwest Wisconsin. Could be worse, though. In the southeast United States, you might have heard Tropical Storm Debbie causing numerous problems in the Carolinas and other portions of the southeastern United States. I do connect with a couple of people, friends and relatives down in that area, and recently I said you're looking at 6 to 12 inches of rain, and I just had to check myself again, thinking like, no, we're not talking about snow, we're talking about rain. So again, that's the southeastern United States along the Atlantic coastline because of that tropical storm moving slowly to the north. So thankfully, no heavy rain in our future at all. In fact, I really don't see much at all in the next 7 days, just small chances here and there. Your forecast for today, sunshine in the early morning, then increase in clouds, highs around 80. Tonight will be partly cloudy with patchy fog possible and lows near 58. There is a slight chance of a shower or two overnight tonight, and then Thursday a slight chance of showers and sprinkles in the morning and afternoon. Some scattered activity trying to push through. It's more likely across the northern part of the state. Thursday will be partly cloudy otherwise, with highs around 77. Thursday night becoming mostly clear, a low around 50. And then Friday, partly cloudy and breezy, cooler with a high near 72. This weekend, partly cloudy, highs around 73 on Saturday, and Sunday, more in the way of sunshine with highs near 77. A slight chance of showers on Monday of next week with highs pushing 80, and then a better chance for a few showers and storms popping up in the region on Tuesday with highs around 81 degrees. I'm meteorologist Nick Grunseth for WRCO. Have a great day.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Right now, 59 degrees with sunshine. Yesterday's high was 75. We did pick up 15 one-hundredths of an inch of rain in the early morning. The record high for August 7th, it goes back to 1983 at 96. The record low, 44 in 1966. Last year's high was 82 and the low, 60. Sunset will happen at 8:16. For this evening. Tomorrow morning sunrise time, getting closer to 6 all the time, 5:59 tomorrow. The air is calm. Barometer is up a bit at 30.09. No precipitation today with sunshine. It is 59 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Sean's Auto Repair Performance, the best truck and car repair service in Richland Center, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Details coming up on some local and area notes and sports and activities from last night, and also a Brewer win and an outstanding performance by pitcher Colin Ray.
Now is the time to make sure your vehicle is tuned up for summer. Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. We'll check your coolant, do a radiator flush, or give you that tune-up you need. Or maybe it's a new set of tires or an alignment. We can do that too. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call us now at 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street, downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. In action last night in the Osseo Class A State American Legion Baseball Tournament, Viroqua lost its second game of the tournament by a score of 8-1 to Stratford. The fourth National Night Out was held last night at Kroska Park in Richland Center. As a part of the festivities was a fundraiser, 5K, which helped raise money for the K-9 program, helping out with the monies to bring a new dog to the police force. The overall race winners were Malachi Fretz for the male runners with a time of 16:16. The second overall male runner was Nick Stitzer, followed by Owen Dreyer, Noah Lang, and Joseph Doty Jr. The overall women winner was Beverly Harper with a time of 19:20. Margaret Lawless was second, followed by Rachel Waterfall, Emily Fry, and Grace Fretz. 110 runners and walkers took part in last night's event at Kroska Park. Also, lots of action yesterday at the Kroska Park Diamonds. The 2024 Richland Center Church League softball tournament opened last night. Top seed Church of the Nazarene received a forfeit from Bethel Lutheran. St. Mary's advanced with a 17-6 win over Richland Baptist Temple 2. Josh Kepler led the way, going 3-for-3, while Grant Worthington added a home run. Brady McGlynn and Pedro Gomez had triples for Baptist Temple. Richland Baptist Temple 1 downed Free Methodist 12-3. Josh Hassel and Andy Niemeyer were both 3-for-3 to lead Free Methodist. The Mission also advanced past Boscobel Assembly of God. The first consolation bracket games were also played. Richland Baptist Temple 2 received a forfeit from Bethel Lutheran, and Free Methodist knocked out Boscobel Assembly of God 20-5. Nathan Phillips homered in the win, while Joshua Hassel and Santos Martinez also had several hits. The Church League tournament continues next Tuesday night on the East Diamond at 6:45. Church of the Nazarene will play St. Mary's at 8. Baptist Temple 2 will play the loser of the 6:45 East game. And then at 9:15, the winner of the 6:45 East game plays the winner of the 6:45 West game. That 6:45 West game has Richland Baptist Temple 1 playing the Mission. At 8 o'clock, Free Methodist will play the loser of the 6:45 West game. And at 9:15, the winner of the 8 o'clock East game plays the winner of the 8 o'clock West game. Quail Run last night was busy with men's golf action. Week 15 of 20-week season. Keith Lang had a 33 to lead the way, including a birdie on hole 3 and a birdie on hole 6. Jake Colloy with a 38, including an eagle on hole 1. Pat Keegan was third best last night with a 40, a 41 for Ken Nick Sr. and Andrew Nitka. Andrew birdied hole 7. Neil Mahoney, Brandon Miller, Ryan Pogstat, and Rod Reitz all had 42s. Neil birdied hole 1 and Brandon birdied hole 2. Other golfers with holes played under par: Josh Coy birdied hole 1, Dale Mortimer birdied hole 1, Aaron Halverson with a birdie on hole 3, Terry Wheaton with a birdie on hole 8, and Tony Doherty birdied hole 8. Flag prize winners: Brandon Miller with the closest second shot on hole 2, Bruce Pifferone with the longest putt on hole 4, Jake Colloy with the longest drive in the fairway on hole 6, Ken Nick Sr. closest to the pin on hole 7, and Aaron Halverson with the longest putt on hole 8 during Quail Run Tuesday men's golf action. A recent release from the WIA about Board of Excellence recipients, and Michael Hernan has more.
The Wisconsin Interscholastic Athletic Association salutes the 27 schools that fulfilled criteria to be named recipients of the Award of Excellence in 2023 and 24. The award promotes and recognizes the efforts and achievements of schools in the areas of sportsmanship, ethics, integrity, leadership, character, and accomplishment. The recipients of the Award of Excellence, which is presented to high schools that have verified they have met each of the award's criteria, are Clintonville, Crivitz, Divine Savior Holy Angels, Elkhorn, Fort Atkinson, Germantown, Hilbert, Hortonville, Keele, Lake Mills, Little Chute, Milwaukee Lutheran, Muskego, New Berlin Eisenhower, Omro, Owen Withy, Portage, Poinette, Shiocton, Union Grove, Unity, University School of Milwaukee, Waukesha West, Wazika Steuben, Whitewater, Williams Bay, and Winter. Fort Atkinson is being presented with the award for the sixth time in the 8 years since the award's inception. Divine Savior Holy Angels, Germantown, Hilbert, Hortonville, and Lake Mills are receiving the award for the fifth time. There are seven schools receiving the Award of Excellence for the first time, including Keele, Omro, Owen Withy, Poinette, Shiocton, Unity, and Williams Bay. Recipients will be presented the Award of Excellence at their respective district's area meeting in September and will be recognized for the achievement on the WIAA website, in the WIAA Bulletin, and at the 2025 annual meeting. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. A big win for the Brewers last night. Willy Adames homered twice, and the Brewers had all the runs they needed. After a three-run top of the first, they wound up pounding the Atlanta Braves 10-0. A 16-hit offense, back shutout pitching from Colin Ray and reliever Joe Ross. Adames finished with four hits, and William Contreras added three more. Ray earned his 10th win of the season. Manager Pat Murphy says the team feels confident when Ray is on the mound.
People love playing behind him. They love that he fills up the zone. They love that he never makes an excuse. He's prepared for every start. You know, he's just sneaky like an unsung hero. We say it all year. He's a rock.
And getting off to a good start with the offense was key.
You have the offense keeping the pressure on from day one. You know, first hitter of the game, Terang set the tone. And then William comes up big after two strikeouts and hits the ball down the line. Willie obviously continues with two outs. And Willie has a huge night. William has a nice night. A lot of guys contributed. And, you know, that's what it's about.
Colin Ray credited his catcher, William Contreras.
I thought he called a great game. We kept him off balance all night. You know, offensively, we obviously did a great job scoring some runs there, and Adames with the big game. But Contreras did such a good job back there, so I got to give a lot of credit to him.
Ray with his 10th win of the season. Freddie Peralta starts the second game of the three-game series coming up this evening. In other baseball scores, the Cardinals with a win against Tampa Bay 4-3, and the Cubs over Minnesota 7-3. Arizona at Cleveland was postponed. Elsewhere in the National League, San Diego shut out Pittsburgh 6-0. Cincinnati 8-2 over Miami. Washington 11 and San Francisco 5. Colorado 6-3 over the Mets, and Philadelphia 6-2 winners against the Dodgers. The LA Angels were rained out in New York. Toronto is a winner, 5-2 over Baltimore, Houston 4, Texas 2, Boston 6-5 over Kansas City, the White Sox 5, Oakland 1, and Detroit a winner against Seattle 4-2. More about that White Sox win. It was a history maker as Andrew Benintendi with a two-run home run to lead the way, and the White Sox snapped their American League record-tying losing streak at 21 games, beating the Oakland Athletics 5-1. Jonathan Cannon gave up one run over six innings on Tuesday to end his personal drought while helping the White Sox to their first victory since early July. One other baseball note, Houston's pitcher Framber Valdez lost a no-hitter with two outs in the ninth inning when Texas slugger Corey Seager hit a two-run home run in that Astros 4-2 victory. There was a moment where Brazil might have thought it had a chance. It trailed the U.S. by only 8 midway through the second quarter. A big deficit had turned into something rather manageable. The moment was short-lived. A 21-2 run turned things into their predictable blowout state. And for the 20th time, 20 Olympic appearances, the U.S. will play for a medal. Devin Booker led a balanced front with a 18-point night, and the Americans had little trouble getting the win. 122-87, the final score. Four outstanding performances by the Bucks forward Giannis Antetokounmpo was not enough to keep his Greek team from elimination in the Paris Olympics. Giannis scored 22 early Tuesday, but Germany won the quarterfinal game 78-63. The NBA star averaged 28 points in four games while connecting on 68% of his shots. This was the first time in 16 years that Greece qualified and made it this far. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.
Cordon Maine offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
Hey everyone, Jamie here from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know that pet ownership in the U.S. is at an all-time high with approximately 79.7 million families claiming at least one pet? Well, with pets come the inevitable accidents that literally can wreak havoc on your carpets. But with Mohawk Smart Strand Forever Clean Carpet with all pet warranty, you can rest assured that your carpet will remain forever fresh. If you or your pets are in need of new carpet, now is the time to stop into Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center. Check us out on the web at badgerlandflooring.com.
this is Kelly from the Richland Chiropractic Clinic. Did you know there may be a way to stop taking pain meds every day and feel better than you have in years? For over 70 years, the Richland Chiropractic Clinic has specialized in natural, drug-free options to help you find your quality of life again. Our doctors treat patients of all ages and take most insurance plans. Don't have insurance? No problem. We offer a medical discount program for uninsured patients. Need a federal exam for your CDL? We can get that done and keep you on the road. Give us a call at Richland Chiropractic Clinic, 647-6211. Let us help you back into your health.
Adorable AKC registered short-haired pointer puppies are available. 6 weeks old, all liver color, great with kids and other dogs. Dad is a top-notch pheasant hunter. Just $800 each. Located in Highland, Wisconsin. Call 608-739-2950 for more information.
From my little black book, took out her picture, gave it one last look. Hung a big sign out on the door saying, love don't live around here no more. Packed up what was left of my pride, topped off the tank for the long hard ride. 17 miles out of Lonelyville, yonder came a darling in a coupe de ville. So long, heartache, adios. Sorry, I'll see you later, time to hit the road. Goodbye, pain and misery. I hit the gas, hot on the tail of that Cadillac. Said a little prayer, held my breath. Sure enough, the green light turned to red. So long, heartache, adios. Sorry, I'll see you later, time to hit the road. Goodbye, pain and misery. Hello, hello. Sweet deal with the justice of the peace. $45 for a license and a ring.
$45 for a license and a ring.
So long, heartache, adios. So I'll see you later. Time to hit the road. Goodbye, pain and misery. Hello, hello.
John Michael Montgomery on WRCO Radio and Hello, L-O-V-E. 60 degrees here at WRCO Studios. Phil Nee with you on this, our Wednesday morning get-together. We'll have our trivia question of the day right around the bend, and a little bit later on, some notes on entertainment as well. Some friends will stop by for community conversation between 9 and 10 as well on the morning show. This is Chapel Heart.
In your drawer when you walked out the room. I sure as hell hope that it ain't diamonds. Don't want to ruin what you had in mind, but if you want to declare your love, there's something you should know.
Big ol' F-250s, mud crib tires on the wheel, empty cows.
like hail through your neighborhood. Park this Silverado on your front lawn. Crank up a little Hank. Sit on the hood and drink. I'm about to get my redneck on. No, he can't amount to much by the look of that little truck. Well, he won't be getting any sleep tonight. Love and happiness, you know that's just not the kind of man I am. Yeah, I'm the kind that shows up at your house at 3 a.m. I'm gonna hang my headlights in your bedroom windows, throw empty beer cans at both of your shadows. I didn't come.
Tyler Farr on WRCO Radio and Redneck Crazy. We're up to 60 degrees in Richland Center. Guitarist Jeff Skunk Baxter had played songs like My Old School and Do It Again with Steely Dan, and also played songs with the Doobie Brothers. Baxter says he always thought My Old School in particular had a lot of rock potential. Baxter recorded a pedal steel guitar version of the Bette Midler song The Rose as well as a tribute to his dad. He wrote several instrumentals as well, and his new album is out. His first album as a solo act. And that's interesting. Long time player in, again, Steely Dan, the Doobie Brothers, and some other groups along the way as well. Very talented guy. And the American Music Awards will mark its 50th anniversary with a special highlighting its best moments. The special will pull memorable moments from the AMA archives, then feature a new performance or interview. We'll also trace the evolution of certain artists and genres. American Music Awards 50th anniversary special will air this fall on CBS. The next American Music Awards will be held next May.
Hi, Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Want to improve your sleep quality? Maybe a mattress with a built-in cooling cover is just what you need from American Bedding that is made right here in Wisconsin. Stop down to our newly remodeled showroom and see why we have quickly become Spring Green's largest mattress dealer. With over a dozen mattresses on display, our expert staff will assist you in finding the perfect mattress to give you a quality night's sleep. Located on Highway 14 next to the Ring Brothers.
Get ready for a feast of flavors and a bounty of local goods at the Richland Area Farmers Market. Join them today from 1:30 until 6 at the historic train depot on Seminary Street, downtown Richland Center, right across from Quick Trip. Parking available in the depot parking lot and on the nearby streets. This week, they hope to have bedding plants, fresh flowers, lots of breads and baked goods, along with cookies, pies and muffins, lettuces and greens, onions, string beans, potatoes, maple syrup, honey, canned goods, eggs and meats, sweet corn, tomatoes, cucumbers, melons and beets. The market accepts EBT SNAP benefits and senior vouchers. Check your EBT SNAP account to make sure you have the funds you are requesting. At the market, look for vendors with a yellow sign by their booth to show they accept senior vouchers. Keep in mind that senior vouchers can only be used to buy fresh fruits and vegetables and fresh herbs. For youth ages 4 to 17, come to the information table to receive two $1 food tokens. Tokens are good for fresh fruits and vegetables and fresh herbs. The popular Boomerang shopping bag program continues. New Boomerang bags will be distributed for a sliding scale fee starting at $5. Each time you bring your bag to the market to use again, you will receive a coupon good for any market product. Available at the information table, these sturdy cloth bags help cut down on the use of plastic bags. How do you know when you're ready to start the market? Listen for the bell. They start promptly at 1:30 and close at 6. We hope to see everyone at the Richland Area Farmers Market today from 1:30 until 6.
Nothing like a farmers market, especially on a day like this. Enjoy that in downtown Richland Center. Sunny right now and 61 degrees.
I hope it hurts. I hope you're mad. I hope you're thinking now that girl was the best you ever had. I hope you're drunk and it don't help. I hope you spent the last few months feeling sorry for yourself. Guys like you don't get second chances, no. And girls like her. Somebody else is kissing her, holding her, loving her like you couldn't do. So if you're missing her, she ain't missing you. She ain't missing you. I hope her number's still in your phone. Yeah, I hope you try to call her late at night when you're alone. And she don't answer, cause she's with me. And we're a little tied up, if you know. She's moving on like you thought she never would. And if I'm being honest with you, when she's in my arms, she says it feels like it should. She's been picking up the pieces, putting you on the shelf. Ain't thinking about your goodbye, cause somebody else is kissing her, holding her, loving her like you couldn't do. So if you're missing her, she ain't missing you. She don't wanna make. She ain't hanging on, she don't even bring your name. I had to break it to you, but she's moving on like you thought she never would. And if I'm being honest with you, she's in my arms, she says it feels like it should. She's been picking up the pieces, putting you on the shelf. Ain't thinking about your goodbye, cause somebody else is kissing her, holding her, loving her like you couldn't do. So if you're missing her, maybe she ain't missing you. She ain't missing you.
Dylan Schneider on WRCO Radio, and she ain't missing you. 8:41 the time, and it is trivia question time of the day. The trivia question that can get you a great prize if you're successful in getting through and answering correctly. You'll win a great prize from Walsh's Ace. So here we go. It's a sports trivia question today, and right now in the news, the Packers have had a kicking competition going on in their training camp. They did actually have three kickers at one time, now down to two, Joseph and Carlson, both duking out right to see who can make the team, and we'll see them both probably play in the Saturday night preseason opener. So Packer trivia today. Three kickers in Green Bay history are tied for the team record of 33 field goals in a season. Can you name them? Three-part answer. Tough trivia. Three kickers in Green Bay history are tied for the team record of 33 field goals in a season. Can you name them? 608-647-4155. Tiger Lily Gold, I Try to Ring on WRCO. Congrats to Ron Olson, who knew the right answer to trivia. We had several kickers from the past guessed this time, but Ron was the only one that got to all three, the trifecta. Three kickers in Green Bay history are tied for the team record of 33 field goals in a season. They are, with 33, of Chester Marcole, did it in 1972, Ryan Longwell in the year 2000, and Mason Crosby in 2013. There you go. We had Chris Jackie's name thrown in there a couple of times, and Jan Stenerud as well. They would be good guesses, but none of them got to the plateau of 33 as Marco, Longwell, and Crosby did. Some other kickers in Packer history that you may have forgotten about. Way back when, Don Hudson also kicked. He's really well-known and prolific for all of the offense and the points that he scored, but he was a kicker and extra point kicker as well. Jerry Kramer used to come out of the line. Of course, he's famous for being a lineman, but he would help kick, as would Paul Hornig and Al Del Greco, another kicker. Jan Stenerud, of course. The Packers had him later in his career, but he was pretty well dead on, especially from kind of a moderate range. Also, Chris Jackie was mentioned. He was a part of the Packers in the 90s and the Super Bowl run the first couple of times in the new era. And, of course, who can forget Glory Days kicker Don Chandler? Can't forget him. That's a little trivia for you today as Packer camp continues. And somebody said to me once, and, of course, it's always you're always debating, sports fans debate, but I had made the comment some years ago, and this is when Crosby was still pretty well in his prime, and I said, you got to sign him. You know, he was up for a contract, and he was wanting a lot of money, you know, $1 million or whatever. And somebody said, you don't spend that much on a kicker. Yeah. Look what we put up with last year, you know, and look at how many more games will we have won last year if we would have had a more accurate kicker, you know, maybe even a playoff game. So, yeah, I understand that's a lot of money. And Harrison Butker from Kansas City just signed a record contract this week for a kicker. He's a good one. You know, when you have them, I think you got to pay them because you got to think about it. They score a lot of points. Everybody thinks about the running backs and the quarterback and the receivers and everything. But, you know, give me a good kicker, you know, get down there within 45, 50 yards and you should be able to score most every time. Anyway, that's the Phil Nee opinion today. And the trivia question of the day is sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet of an Ace of Lacrosse as well. Ace is the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor. Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snowblowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
It's crunch time at A&W. Our double barbecue bacon crunch burgers are made with a tangy sauce, smoky bacon, and crispy fried onions. And believe us, it tastes even better than it sounds. Try one today, only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center. 10 minutes before 9 o'clock, 62 wonderful degrees in Richland Center today. This is Blake Shelton.
Dixie cup martinis, second one's a freebie. Happy Friday afternoon. That neon sun's arising. I'm sitting here admiring the summer dress that's shining through. Had just enough to tell you the truth. Don't wanna scoot the boots of nobody. Get straight tequila drunk on nobody. Wrap these arms around nobody. Nobody but yours. Don't wanna shadow dance with nobody. Slide some cotton off of nobody.
last call on me walking out there to a checkered cab. Beeline to your condo, Conway on the stereo. Girl, I'd love to lay you down, down, down. Don't want to scoot the boots of nobody. Get straight tequila drunk on nobody. Wrap these arms around nobody. Nobody but yours. Don't want a shadow dance with nobody. Slide some cotton off of nobody. Don't want to wake up kissing nobody. On nobody, don't wanna scoot the boots of nobody. Get straight tequila drunk on nobody. Wrap these arms around nobody. Nobody but yours. Don't wanna shadow dance with nobody.
Try that in
WRCO, try that in a small town, Jason Aldean. Well, we head toward Happy Trails time. We'll have an update on the ABC News, top of the hour, and then bring it on back with some info to get you in the know. Morning show time today, and some friends will stop by for community conversation as well. We're at 63 degrees, the morning high. Here is Alabama.
Life ain't all that easy, I can testify to that. It's been up and down and round to get to where I'm at. If you could see how I'm living in this old car I drive, well, you'd probably wonder and even ponder why I even wanna stay alive. So give me one more shot, I'll give it all I've got. Let me open my eyes to the new sunrise, I pray. Give me one more chance, I'll learn to dance and dance. I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. About taxes or the weather we're having today. Go on and on about things that are wrong from New York to LA. That's just not my nature to sit around feeling sad. We're only here for a while, so why not smile? Hey, living ain't all that bad, so give me one more shot, I'll give it all I've got. Let me open my eyes to a new sunrise, I pray. Give me one more chance, I'll learn to dance and dance. I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day.
When I look around, there's lots of folks worse off than me, so I just thank the good Lord and ask him please.
Give me one more shot, I'll give it all I've got. Let me open my eyes to a new sunrise, I pray. And give me one more chance, I learned to dance again. Well, I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. I'm satisfied just being alive. Give me one more day. Give me one more shot, I'll give it all I got. Show me the way and give me one more day. Give me one more shot.
Happy trails to you until we meet again.
Well, I'm a good friend and neighbor. This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. We'll talk to you again next hour with some community conversation on The Morning Show from WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. News this hour is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green, enhancing the relationships with those you love.